Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Tom Anastasi is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. He's our good friend. Dr. Tom Anastasi is also a professor of leadership at Daniel Webster College and has been at a number of other schools. He's also producing, I think your wife wrote this, didn't she? Tom, this is your wife's screenplay, if I'm not mistaken.
No, my wife wrote the book, and I wrote the screenplay.
And you wrote the screenplay. It's a family affair, folks. And now they're producing a feature film, and you told us about it a little bit earlier in the year, Tom, about how you got started and where you're going to be doing this. Folks, you can go back and listen to the archives on the website under Tom's suite on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. So, Tom, where are things now, and how are you guys doing?
Well, we started principal photography last Saturday, and we turned our house into a movie location. And the amount of work involved in that is amazing. We essentially took out all of our furniture and all of our curtains, everything. We had an interior designer come in and make our house just a whole different house. A whole different house. You can imagine taking every single thing out of your house and having to start from scratch.
Wow. That's called commitment.
It is called commitment. And then they came in with a track. It's kind of like a train track. It's called a film dolly. So that way you get the camera
controlled nice and
slowly.
Yeah.
But what we're doing right now is we're lining up all of our locations that aren't our house, because in an independent film, the locations actually become a character in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have any movie sets, and so we have to find great locations. And I have been so blessed because our locations are great, and everyone has been so gracious about allowing.
Well, you're in Boston. I mean, there's all kinds of cool places in Boston.
Oh, I know. Boston's very, very photogenic,
and the areas around it.
Oh, sure. Both indoors and outdoors. I mean, if you walk through Boston, it's just one photogenic location after another, just for the exteriors.
Yep.
And then it's just getting the permissions, and then every time there's a logo, we have to get permissions for it. It's just a lot of detail work. But now we're in the swing of things, and our supporters have been great, and we're really going, and so it's neat. Every single weekend between now and mid-July, we'll be filming.
Okay, so remind us, when you were here in the past, you told us how you were funding this project by crowdfunding, right?
Yeah, we are. Our Kickstarter campaign's going to be starting very soon, but if anybody wants to support us, they can go to spintheplate.com and get little cool things like a signed poster or a DVD. You get screen credited as a little thank you. So we're thanking our supporters in little ways. And
all right.
We're only looking for $25 to $50 from people, so we're not looking for...
Can we do that now?
Money. Yeah, absolutely.
How do we do that?
Spintheplate.com.
All right, so spintheplate.com, folks, if you want to be involved in this, if you've ever had an opportunity to do that. So talk to us about... have you got anything in the can? Have you got any production in the can at all?
We do. We have, now believe it or not, what we did last weekend, we filmed for 20 hours for about 2 minutes of screen time. And it takes a lot of filming to get just a little bit of screen time. It's a massive amount of work, but, and everybody is working volunteer, and so that's why we have to film on the weekends, because if we paid for all the work we're getting, the movie would probably cost us maybe $200,000 or $300,000.
Right.
So, but people want to work on a feature film.
What do you think your budget's going to be? What do you think your budget's going to wind up being on this?
$12,000 to $15,000.
And what are the things you're having to pay for?
Insurance is expensive, and also equipment rental, because people expect a movie, even an independent movie, to look and sound like something
that
you've seen in a theater.
Well, what cameras are you using?
Oh, they told me, but I don't remember.
Are these movie cameras?
Oh, gosh, yes. It's the same thing they use for TV and Hollywood.
I have another friend who's a filmmaker, another member of my brain trust, Jonathan Zook, who's a filmmaker, and he's shooting films with 35-millimeter digital SLRs.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds familiar. They talk, and unfortunately, I don't remember the specs. But
right.
This is all very expensive equipment, and especially sound. And so we're going to be going to film festivals, and we're going to be distributing it that way first, and then going through taking advantage of the books. So we've already talked to Amazon.com about distributing it for us.
Right.
Off in the future.
Tell us again the premise of the movie quickly.
It's a child abuse victim's legal, spiritual, emotional, and romantic journey as she recovers from her past.
Ah. This is autobiographical.
No, it's not autobiographical.
Not autobiographical.
Nope,
not. Oh, good.
Nope,
good,
no,
good.
It's completely fictional.
Okay,
and,
all right. All right, good deal. So give us the website again, please.
SpinAplate.com.
SpinAplate.com?
The Plate.
SpinThePlate.com. So check that out, folks. And leave them a little love there, folks. That's how he's funding this. Hey, Tom, congratulations. Good job, and keep up the good work, and keep us posted.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much.
When's he going to be ready to go, by the way?
Oh, it takes about a year to edit the film. So it takes as long to make a film as a baby.
Thanks, Tom. See you later.
Thank you.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I can't imagine
any. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.